You're listening to SBS News.
As parliamentarians return to Canberra to reflect on what's been a deadly summer of bushfires, academics and chief executives of Australia's natural museums are demanding improved leadership on climate change. More than 250 scientists from around the world have signed a joint statement to push for the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions. The letter states Australia's policymakers need to develop science-informed policies to combat human-caused climate change. One of the authors, ANU Professor Neralee Abram, says the letter represents the despair many climate scientists are feeling in the wake of the deadly bushfire season.
Yeah, I think that what we're seeing with the fires in Australia this year is that Australia has a lot to lose in terms of climate change. We have the largest, or close to the largest per capita emissions of any country on Earth. And so even though we're small, we still have a role to play in a coordinated global action, and that involves both taking action to reduce our emissions domestically, but also taking a leadership role in those international climate negotiations that are needed.
Associate Professor Alex Sengupta is from the Climate Change Research Centre at the University of New South Wales. He says the scientists behind the letter want to demonstrate the link between climate change and severe fires this summer season.
The acceptance of climate change and the concerns around climate change are also always heightened when we have these extreme events. I think a similar event happened a few years ago when we had the mass bleaching of the coral reef. You know, we lost between 30% and 50% of the Great Barrier Reef over the course of a couple of years. And these things are really important to Australians. And, you know, people begin to worry about climate change at those times.
Although there was initial disagreement about what to include in the letter, Mr. Sengupta says the final statement is a powerful symbol of unity.
So we didn't put it out, you know, a month ago when the fires were raging. We tried to sort of step back and really look through all the science available, read all the papers again, form a consensus, and then put it out. It just happens to be today.
The group says the increase in fire activity is one of the many things that suggest the impacts of global warming are coming faster, stronger, and more regularly. Associate Professor Sengupta is urging Australia to act as a global leader on climate action. Today, the organisation Oxfam is using the return of Parliament to take a stand on climate change. Oxfam's climate change advisor, Simon Bradshaw, agrees there is an opportunity for Australia to step up.
And we could also be yielding a lot of leverage and weight internationally if we show leadership by increasing our own commitment to climate action and making very clear the connections between the crisis we've been going through here and those happening around the world.
Meanwhile, another group of directors at Australia's top museums is worried about the scale of biodiversity devastation from recent fires. With potentially trillions of animals destroyed because of climate change, the letter states the impact on biodiversity is on a scale that hasn't been seen since record keeping began in the mid-1800s. In January, the federal government pledged $50 million to protect wildlife and plan for long-term restoration in response to the bushfire emergency. Museums from around Australia have collectively recognised that human-induced climate change and land clearing are threats against wildlife. Furthermore, the authors add that the bushfire climate change crisis has reinforced there is much to learn from First Nations people about natural species and land management. The federal government has been contacted for a response. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.